A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Chaf Zayin Amid Beis. Yevamos 27b. Pagination is 54. About 8 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav. We're going back to basics of Yibum. And we understand that if a person dies without children, and he has a living brother and a wife that has now been widowed, so there's a mitzvah of Yibum for the living brother to marry that widow and try to create a legacy for the deceased brother. If he does not want to do that, then he would do chalitza, the rejection ceremony. Our Gemara presents a situation where this happened twice to the living brother, meaning he had two brothers that died, both of them in the application of Yibum, they died without children, left over a widow. But what gets sophisticated about the case we're going to discuss is that the two widows that are presented to the living brother happen to be sisters. Let's give them names. The first deceased brother's wife's name is Sarah, and the second brother to die has a wife by the name of Rivka. Now, the living brother has a problem. He's not able, midrabanan, rabbinically, to do yibum with either of them at this point because of a status called achos zikukaso, the sister of a woman that he has a quasi-relationship with. Because each time a brother passes away without children, leaving the widow destined in some way to the living brother, there's a quasi-marriage over there, a zika, a relationship. And just as you're not allowed to marry achos ishto, the sister of your wife, if it was a true marriage, so midrabanan, you're not allowed to marry the sister of the zikuka, the sister of a woman in an application of yibum that's waiting for either yibum or chalitza. Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Beis Achayos, two sisters, Yevamos, and they are Yevamos. They both fell in the same family to a situation of Yibum with the living brother. The deceased brothers were definitely allowed to marry each one a sister of the other one's wife. There's no reason, there's no restriction for brothers marrying sisters of a different family. But now, both of those women are falling in front of one man who cannot marry them both. Shenaflu lufnei yavam echad, and they fall in an application of yibum to one man, the living brother. So first, this is obvious. Cholatz l'rishona hutra. If he does chalitza to the first woman, Sarah, so she's allowed to get married to whoever she wants. Cholatz l'shniya hutra. If he does chalitza to the second one, Rivka, so she's allowed to get married to whoever she wants now. But in its current application, he would not be able to do yibum on either of them. Before he does chalitza, it's achos zikukaso, which is forbidden midrabanan. And after the chalitza, it's called achos chalitzaso, which is also aser midrabanan to do yibo. Here's the twist. Mesa rishona mutar bishniya. If the first one dies without chalitza, so Rav holds he is now allowed to do yibum in the second one, provided that he didn't do chalitza yet, he's allowed to do yibum. Ve'ein tzarech lomar, and I don't even need to tell you, because this is even easier to paskin, that mesa sheniya, if the second one died, shemuta barishona, that you're allowed to marry the first one, mushum dehavya yevama shehutra, because it's an application of a yevama that became permitted, v'ne'esra, it became forbidden when the second wife came for yibum, v'chazra v'hutra, and now it's permitted again because the second one, Rivka, died. Tachzor le'heterah harishon, it makes sense that they should go back to their original heter, their original permission to do yibum. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, but Rabbi Yochanan argues, we'll explain in a moment what the essence of the machlokas is. Mesa sheniya muta barishona. I agree with you that if the second one dies, Rivka, that he's permitted to marry Sarah, the first one, because I agree with you that when Sarah came in for Yibum, she was totally permitted to do Yibum with, because Rivka did not yet come into the picture. Her husband was still alive. And therefore, when Rivka, the second wife, comes into the picture, and it's achosikukaso, and forbids Yibum with her or with Sarah, but then that second wife dies, so then we indeed have a situation where Sarah was permitted, she became forbidden, and now she's permitted again. Avamesa Rishona, but what you're telling me, that the first one died, no, in that case, I hold Aser Bishniya, you're not allowed to marry the second one. Let's go through the case. Sarah comes for Yibum. She's permitted to do Yibum at this point. Rivka comes for Yibum. She's forbidden to do Yibum. She's achos zekukaso. Sarah now dies. Will Rivka become permitted for Yibum? She never was at any time permitted. How does she become permitted now just because Sarah died? My taima. Why am I saying this, Rabbi Yochanan says? And now we get to the essence of the argument. Any woman that I can't say at the time that she falls into the relationship of Yibum, Yevama Yavo Alea, you could do Yibum. Let the brother-in-law come upon her to create a legacy. So at that moment of death, when the permission for your brother's wife to become permitted, she wasn't becoming permitted because Yibum didn't apply at that moment, because she had a sister also in a Yibum situation, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do Yibum with her. Va'asura, she retains her status of Eshesach, of the wife of your brother, and she'll never become permitted to do Yibum with. Essentially, Yibum basics, what's going on over here, is that any widow coming off the brother's marriage is forbidden because of Eshesach, the wife of your brother. It's only if Yibum is applicable that the Eshesach type of erva goes off and she becomes available. Rabbi Yochanan holds, she has to have actually been permitted when she first became available upon the death of her husband. Then Eshesach goes off, and if for some other reason she becomes forbidden because her sister enters the picture, so then if that sister gets removed from the picture, she'll be back to where she was permitted to you, because when her husband died, Eshesach was removed. But when you're dealing with the second sister, upon the death of her husband, she wasn't permitted for Yibum, because she already had a sister waiting, and it's achos zekukaso, and therefore her status as Eshesach, the wife of your brother, never was removed. The Gemara asks that Rav also holds of that logic, that the Eshesach status has to be removed when the brother dies, and if it's not removed, it'll never be removed. But the reason Rav argues over here is because Hacha Zika Dirabonon Hi. Over here, the only prohibition standing in the way of marrying Rivka, the second wife, is that it's Zika Dirabonon, a prohibition of Achos Zikukaso. He's not actually married to Sarah at the time that Rivka's husband passed away. He was only in waiting, quasi-married, Zika, with Sarah. And therefore, Rav holds, the essence of Eshes Ach definitely goes off, because mid the Oraisa, biblically, she's permitted to get married to the living brother. It's only Achos Zikukaso that's stopping, and Rav therefore holds that if Achos Zikukaso can be removed upon the death of the first wife, the first woman coming from the first husband's relationship, then the second sister would be permitted. We paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, that only if the second sister dies will the first one be permitted, but the reverse, where the first sister dies, that will not permit the second sister. And that's because, midrabanon, there was achos zikukaso upon the second brother's death. And because it was achos zikukaso, the erva of Eshes Ach was never removed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.